I'm Sean Canning, Director of North Kensington Law Centre, and well, it's been a very useful conference as far as getting an overview of all the changes everyone's experiencing. It's fair to say that we all have to be kind of much more focused on how we can ensure that we can sustain services against a background of far-reaching cuts and changes. And most fundamentally, we've got to make sure that services are able to continue so that we can support the communities that we're about. We're looking at how we can restructure the organisation so that it's more sustainable long-term. We realise that we may have to make some difficult changes, and we're looking at joining new funding streams to support the continuation of the organisation. But clearly we have to look at other ways of delivering services. Everyone's talking about, you know, whether they can remain as a single organisation or do you have to form more alliances and partnerships and even merge with other organisations in order to, you know, continue the service and maintain an infrastructure. I think there's certainly scope to deliver services in a different way that meets the needs of people.
My name is Kate Passfield and I'm the Senior Solicitor at Wandsworth and Merton Law Centre. I mean, one thing we do a lot at our law centre is use volunteers to do work that's not chargeable. I mean, I do housing work, and I think housing benefit work will come out of scope. And so, possibly we can get volunteers to do some parts of the case that you won't get paid for. And we've got some very good volunteers. There are a lot of people who've got their law degree, done their LPC, can't get a training contract. They're very bright, and we have a lot of volunteers like that. But, I mean, in terms of the future, I think charging for services, having a sort of a separate arm or a separate company that you charge for services and can sort of prop up the pro bono side of the work, I think that a lot of law centres are looking into that as a possibility. I'm not quite sure how far that's got, but no doubt the Law Centre Federation will be able to tell you more about that.
Margie Butler, Chief Exec of Mary Ward Legal Centre. We were lucky enough to secure some transitional fund money. We're also lucky enough to move into new premises, which are reducing our premises costs. So our overall strategy is to make ourselves more cost-effective, invest in our IT and our staff and our training in order to be able to survive the future, in addition to quite significant lobbying against the legal aid proposals.
My name's Heather Ball. I'm the Director of Citizens Advice Bureau in the London Borough of Havering. My suggestions are partnerships. Start talking to other agencies in your borough, in your area, that you've never ever considered working with. See how you can get together, what you can do together, and be innovative. Think of different ways of using your volunteers, ways of attracting new people in who can try and lessen the burden of some of the paid staff, some of the specialists. And keep talking to people.
My name is Avinash Mandalia. I'm based at Sangam Association of Asian Women in Edgware. My take on this is clearly the way forward for organisations has to be to work closely together, share resources, information and so on, with a view to providing excellent client care. Working together, that's the way forward.
My name's Julia Harris. I manage a benefit take-up advice service for the London Borough of Lambeth, which works with some partner organisations, CAB and Age UK, to provide advice. It's very hard when you're dealing with a high volume of advice to find time to actually look and work with other organisations. But I think there's a lot that organisations can do to share information and resources about how we can deliver advice services by looking at how we work together to meet some of the efficiencies that people are going to have to take because there's going to be generally less funding, but also how we reach people more effectively with the resources that we've got. So more around kind of cooperation between advice agencies, particularly locally, to make sure that services can be delivered in a way that's meeting the challenges.